many examples of that. Most recently, the U.S. Airways and the person who tweeted some really inappropriate image from their Twitter account that got them in a whole bunch of hot water. But it's not just companies who can make mistakes like that. It's also individuals, and we can really mess up our own reputations online if we don't think before we tweet either.
Yeah, in many instances, they're looking at the individuals even more closely than they're looking at the companies, because they figure the companies are going to kind of police themselves. The individuals are kind of like the Wild West. So, again, be careful.
And they can't tell you that they are looking at your social media when you're interviewing for a job, but they are. So just make sure that all of your pictures of you doing weird different things on the weekend or at night are off of your Facebook and Twitter if you're in the job market. Talking with Rick Roswell, he is our technology correspondent. He writes for Yahoo News. You can follow him on Twitter at Rick Roswell. What's up with this U.S. Navy turning saltwater into jet fuel? Is this for real?
Yeah, this wasn't an April Fool's. Well, you know, I've actually liked this one. So, I mean, the Navy is always experimenting with this. Evidently, they're close to being able to take that seawater and turn it into jet fuel. I think this is really cool as far as, you know, our aircraft carriers that are always out in oceans and around the world. You don't want to have fuel shipments brought to them. And you want to think it somehow turns the water around them into fuel. So it's a breakthrough. It's science. I don't know how long take hold, but they will soon be filling their jets and ships with seawater in the near future, as people cool.
And we're going to have, I mean, before you know it, Rick, we'll have flying cars out there, too. That'll be pretty cool, right?
I'm waiting for that. I don't know.
It'd be a little bit easier to get to work in Metro Atlanta if we had those. Google Glass is available to everyone. For a limited time, at least. What's the deal with Google Glass? I see a lot of speculation online that people are going to buy all these things. Google's going to make a couple of dollars off this. And then I think that this Google product is just going to slowly disappear, and they're not going to support it anymore. Do you get the sense that that's what's happening with Google Glass? I don't think that it's going to catch on, not in this format.
I tend to agree with you. So, you know, people, if I'm a tech guy, I'm all crazy about things like Google Glass. And that type of thing. I still think in this form, it's a gimmick. It looks stupid. It kind of confuses people. Say, I mean, it does serve a purpose. Again, Google's always finding products and things. But $1,500 for a weird-looking glasses that you wear, with a very small, little tiny screen that still doesn't really need to do too much. It's a tough sell, I think. And again, with all the privacy concerns on who you're filming and that type of thing with the camera in the Google Glass, there's a lot of issues, a lot of problems. I am not on board with Google Glass yet, by any means.
And there are already a lot of concerns out there in public places where people have these things and they're using the camera on there to film people, and people are unaware that they're being filmed. So you said the privacy concern's a big thing. But I also just don't really think that this is a durable product. I don't think that technologically our society is quite ready for this. I mean, we've seen these types of devices in various science fiction movies that, you know, this would be really cool. But I think when it comes right down to it, I think we like our computers and our devices to be handheld rather than face worn. Wouldn't you agree with that, Rick?
Yeah, because when it's handheld, it's kind of your possession, it's your private machine, it's your private device, a personal thing. Google Glass opens up a whole another world that we're not used to. I'm along right there with you. If I was in a men's room and saw somebody walking in wearing Google Glass, I would like either dart out of there or be very nervous. So there's a lot of issues. Well, these laws don't cover a lot of things that. So there's no Google Glass. I applaud them for innovation and how to try to be innovative. But there are, I got a ton of issues with that.
We're talking with Rick Limpert. He is right here in Atlanta, works and writes for Yahoo News as well as Yahoo Sports. You can follow him on Twitter, also read his column on examiner.com. We touched on the last time that we talked a little bit about Facebook and what is up with their news feed. They altered it maybe a month or so ago, but a lot of complaints that people just are not seeing the information that they want to see in their Facebook feed. Is Facebook planning on really making any sort of concrete changes to this, to where there can be a legitimate and real timeline of things that are happening in real time on people's Facebook pages, or are we going to be slaved only to what they decide we see?
That's a great question, and I don't think anybody has an answer.
Exactly.
You know, they're real secretive about what they're doing. If you want to follow the news, if you want to get real-time updates on things, Twitter apparently is your social media, a platform that you're going to have to use. I got real issues with Facebook. I don't even see, like, Facebook posts my wife make. You would think the person close to me, I would give her a phone to see what's going on with her and what she wants to say on there. But I don't have the time, I don't even get her phone. So, Facebook, I don't know what the science is. There's got to be a reason behind the madness. I don't know what it is. But, I think things will start changing or shake up in the next couple of months.
And it doesn't seem to matter either what browser you use and whether you're using it on your main computer, your laptop, or even the mobile version of Facebook and the different incarnations and versions of that which are out there don't seem to have any sort of rhyme or reason to it. It's really disconcerting. And I talk all the time about how much I love Twitter. And one of the big appeals to me about Twitter is the fact that the timeline, the things that you're looking at when you're looking at the timeline of the people that you follow on Twitter, that is real time. And I like knowing that what I am looking at when I hit refresh is the last thing that was actually tweeted by anybody that I'm following on my list on Twitter. That's a reassuring feeling, and Facebook has a big problem because they don't deliver that to their consumers and users right now.
Not at all. You're doing so. You've been on Facebook a long time, or on Twitter a long time, as I have. I haven't been on Facebook in long. On Twitter, it's kind of a learning process. Even on there, you have to kind of weed out who you want to follow, who you don't want to follow. But once you get that core group or those people in your industry or that have something to say that you want to hear, and you follow them, you really get some good, relevant, real-time news and information on Twitter that really no one else is able to replicate.
Always good stuff from Rick Limpert. Encourage you to follow him on Twitter. He's on there at Rick Roswell. You can check out his website as well. It is ricklimpert.info. And if you run into him in the men's room, just make sure that you remove your Google Glass. That little transaction will all go fine. Rick, really appreciate your time with us on Talk Radio 640 WDST. Continue good work, and we'll be looking for more updates from you in the future.
Thanks, all your stuff.